Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hi, I am Prem and you are listening to the LSD Cast, and I have somebody else who is with me, my partner in crime.
Rogue, that's me.
There you go.
If you're joining us for the first time, you should know that we are really brother and sister, and no, we were not named Prem and Rogue by our parents. And it's R-O-G-U-E. FYI, we are not the silly movie with Rishi Kapoor and Padmini Kolhapuri, I think. It's got a really bad poster as well. I was tempted to copy the font for our logo, but then...
And I'm glad you did not.
Glad I drew the line somewhere. But yes, we're Prem and Rogue. We're really brother and sister. And this is the show on which we address all your love, sex and dating questions. If you're Indian and if you're not. If you're straight or you're gay if or trans or bi or however you define yourself.
Whatever, yes.
Everybody's welcome.
Exactly. However you define yourself, it's absolutely okay with us.
And we're just here to help you steer the murky waters of relationships. Anyhow, Prem, what have you been up to?
Quite a bit. So I just got back into Los Angeles. I had a quick trip in Berlin. And I must say that that city is one of the best cities in the world. Really. I thought LA was amazing, but The Germans, I tell you, they do everything like top notch. I had a fantastic time.
And did you do any love, sex, and dating?
Look at that devious, mischievous laugh.
Because I already know, actually. You're just asking for our listeners.
I did go out. I met some very interesting people in Berlin. They're very friendly. And I did manage to go out clubbing. I went to different bars, restaurants. And I had a really fun time.
And?
And I must say that the women in Germany are extremely fit. I think it's all the good protein and the walking and the biking around. So... It was very distracting to even just walk down the streets of Berlin, but it was great.
So ordinarily, I would like diss you for being totally sexist, you know, thinking with your other head. But the truth is, even when I go to Berlin, there's so much eye candy that I can't fault you from. Okay.
Yeah, there really is. I'm sorry, I wasn't checking out any of the guys, but I'm sure they're good looking as well.
And I love going to Europe because I think Berlin definitely has the corner on the most bizarrely dressed hipster type people. Even before the word hipster had ever been coined, I have never seen so much color on men and so many random patterns as I see in Berlin.
Yeah, but because that city, like, everything is so well accepted. Everything goes there. So it's really like a very modern, structured city.
But then they've got things like the Love Parade, which is so fun. Anyhow, we are going to get back to our show. And this episode actually has a theme, which doesn't happen often because we take our questions as they come and we try to slot things into either the sex questions or the love and dating questions. This time, they're both about a D word, deception.
Mm. Ooh, I like that already.
Yes, so we're going to come back and talk about deception and whether too much truthing can be a problem.
Wow, it's you learn a new word with Rogue every episode. True thing.
The true thing.
Tell me the true
You've
thing.
You've been lying where you ought to be true thing.
There you go. That's how you say it.
It's actually not my word.
Oh, is it?
It's Nancy Sinatra's word. It's a verb. These boots are made for walking. Hat tip to that song. Anyhow, and the second part we're going to talk about is... about the inevitability of deception and whether that means doors are closed and you should walk away or not. Right, I know that's obscure. We'll be back after this break.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
So, Rogue, I had a question for you. You meet this guy, you're super attracted, and he's really into you, and then he drops a bomb on you. Now, the bomb could be anything. Would you walk away, or would you still pursue it, or it just depends on what the situation is?
Totally depends on the situation. For example, if he told me he has a 14-year-old son, I would run for the hills, of course.
For the hills it is. Okay, so speaking of that, I got a question from someone who wrote in. His name is, let's call him Pranav.
Sex.
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 So he writes in saying that he's been going to this yoga class, and he meets this girl, and they, you know, he could tell that the vibe was on, like she was really into him. And sure enough, they started talking, and then they went out for coffee. And then one evening, she was already out with her friends, and she was definitely drinking and having fun. And she insisted that he should make his way and come to where they are. And so he did that, and they danced the night away. And then, of course, like one thing led to the other. They started like making out, and things got heated up. But nothing really happened that night. So they met up again, and she invited him to her place. So, of course, Pranav was really excited about it. He gets there, and they start making out. And suddenly, like when things are getting really hot and steamy, she pushes him away, stops him, and says, I have to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what? So she tells him that she's married still and has two kids.
Where are they at this point?
Not in the same city. The kids are with the husband. But she's still married to him. So she told him that she can't do this. And then she bursts into this story about how her husband never satisfied her sexually, and how her friends all have amazing sex and they keep telling her about it, and how she is so attracted to Pranav.
Okay.
But she still doesn't want to get it on. And Pranav is like, oh my God, you're absolutely killing me. So Pranav, basically, this was the scenario. So he writes in saying that he's really into this girl. What should he do? Should he run for the hills, or should he pursue her? Because he knows that she likes him as well.
So wait, are they still in touch? Do you know?
Yeah, he did mention that they have not met since then, but they've been texting to and fro.
Oh my God, what a recipe for like a crazy 20s novel. Isn't this kind of like The Great Gatsby?
Yeah, but The Great Gatsby was a great movie.
Book
as well, but this is just not going to end well.
It isn't, is it? Unless, so of course, we always look at the bright side. So Pranav, she doesn't know what she wants. That's always dangerous. She said something, which is no, but she's not acting on it, which is bad, because it's push and it's pull. So she's let you go, she's pushed you away, but at the same time, you're texting each other and she's told you she's really into you. Red flags, this is bad. If you can separate your mind from your body, which I personally feel boys are able to do more than girls, and you can stand for being her little fling to express herself while she stays married with her two kids safely ensconced somewhere, she's not giving them up, she's not leaving them, you're not the great love of her life that's going to shatter her family and set her free. So if you're okay with the tawdry little fling until the passion's out of your system, maybe then you can go for it. Prem, what do you think?
I actually agree with you. I think this pull push is the worst game ever invented. And I think that, you know, instead of playing games, if she actually figured out what she really wanted, it would make life easier for both of them. I am not opposed to the fact that, you know, attraction is attraction. And it's very normal and human to feel certain ways. And if they did get it on and got it out of their system, I think that's fine. But if she's going to do this, where she's going to take two steps, one step back, regret, blame him, blame herself, then, you know, Pranav, you need to walk away and, as Rogue would say, run for the hills.
Yeah, I think because to have an affair, I think you really need to be in the mental space to deal with the fallout, right? You are going to feel guilt, both of you probably, although you could probably say it's not my problem, it's her problem, but you like her, so it might become your problem. But for her to carry on with it, she's got to be ready for the consequences, or at least like so enamored of you that she doesn't care about the consequences. And at this point, she's neither. She's vacillating. She wants you. She wants to have great sex because she's never had it and she thinks you're going to give it to her, which is great. Good for the two of you. But at the same time, she's got this whole guilt complex going on about her husband and her kids or whatever, marriage and sanctity and all that stuff, whatever's going on in her head. She's not going to be there for you. If you're okay with like a half thing where she's present but she's not fully present, you know, go ahead. Can I say that at some point there was a married guy who was propositioning me? And I thought it over. He was very attractive. But the deal was that I didn't want that. I wanted to have a full relationship. I didn't want to get married or anything. But even then, I wanted the freedom to go out for movies with him. I wanted the freedom to go out for dinner with him. I wanted to have a relationship, even if it was casual, where we could step outside a room without worrying that somebody's watching us, looking out for him, going to catch us, and being made to feel dirty and guilty and, you know, gross about the whole situation. And I don't want to take on his guilt. So
not at all.
I turned it down.
And who is this guy again? Give me his number. Let me have a little chat with him. How dare he?
I don't know if he found somebody else to cheat on his wife with, but I just didn't want to be that person because I feel like I deserve more.
And you should not. Absolutely. Yeah. And it always boils down to what you want and what you're comfortable with.
So Pranav, you're not okay with it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have written to us. You would have been there persuading her, being like, baby, it's all right. He's never going to find out. We should just do the dirty. But you didn't.
Exactly. I feel it's more like the carrot is being dangled and he's just not going to be able to catch it. So Pranav, get out of this. Do yourself a favor. It sounds like a real mindfuck.
And that's all we've got to say about it. We'll be back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
All right, we're back. And this time we're talking about true thing.
True thing.
So I wish we could play music on this podcast.
Yeah, you can. You're a genius with this kind of stuff. Make it happen, Rogue. Do it. Get to it.
No, man. Yeah, right. When you get really rich and you can bankroll all the royalty payments we'll have to put out for every like little snippet we use, that would be the day. So, question number two, also from a guy this time. His name is, we're going to call him Varun.
Love.
And
rule.
So Varun has written quite a lengthy epic to us with lots of description. And the basic subtext is true thing versus deception. So, I'll describe the situation. Varun was hanging out with some guy, some friend. And they went to this friend's house as a pit stop on their way to a club or whatever. And while they were leaving the house, a guy lives with his family, Varun ran into the sister who was coming home that time. She was really cute, really, really pretty. Instant crush. So he asked his friend, they were introduced, and the girl just went on to her room or whatever. And he said, what does she do? And the guy said, she's a psychologist. To which Varun was like, I need a psychologist.
Of course he said that.
And then badgered him until he got the number a few days later, called her, made an appointment, paid for 5 appointments, and has seen her professionally twice already, and now has written to us to say he wants to tell her the truth and ask her out. Like, he doesn't want to carry on with this charade anymore. He mentioned this to some of his friends and they told him he was being an idiot. He didn't like that answer, so he wrote to us.
When his friend said he's an idiot, was it because he was going to fess up?
You know, I'm not sure.
So firstly, Varun, that's pretty clever. Ooh, I like your style. Well done. So that's smart because, you get a chance to meet her, create this rapport with her, And it's your first hand into getting to know what she's actually like. And she gets to meet you as well. And I think it's a great thing. But you would be foolish if you confessed to her and told her that this was what your agenda and plan was. Don't be a fool. Do not do that. Make it so casual. If you're going for your third session, you should ask her out for something very casual, or like a coffee or something like that. But there's a flip side to that, buddy. There's a flip side, because she is a professional, and professional psychiatrists are not allowed, well, it depends on which country they abide what laws with.
She's a psychologist, not a psychiatrist, but yes, same difference. Yeah.
So psychologist, but you're still not supposed to go out with your clients. It's unprofessional.
It is unprofessional, and I think what he did was really stupid, because he's there under false pretenses. That's a big problem. And if he fesses up to her, that's an even huger problem. Second, I think it was just, I don't think it's slick at all. I think it's deceptive.
No, I think if it were to work out and they started dating, it would make such a great story, because it could come up later, and then he could be telling his kids that.
No, he could be telling his kids, I went to her as a client, and then we went out. He would not be telling his kids, I actually saw her. I thought she was cute, and I thought, how do I get to meet her? Oh, I'll just pretend that I need help.
See, now that sounds
so
bad.
It is, because it is so bad. So here's the thing. If she were a gardener,
I completely disagree.
If she were a teacher, if she were, like, anything except a professional who is in the field of health and helping people, especially in mental health and helping people, this might fly. If she were a barista and you showed up at her coffee shop and said, just keep making me cappuccino after cappuccino. Oh, by the way, do you want to go out for a coffee at a different place? Different story. She's a psychologist. He is wasting.
But what kind of a psychologist is she? She hasn't been able to get into his mind really and figure this all out.
Psychologists are not mind readers. They only work with what you give them. And if you are deceiving them and you're a sociopath, they're not going to think of you as potential date material at all.
Varun, you heard this first from Prem. Go for it, buddy. I'm with you 100%.
I think it's a disaster. You've lied to her. You're there under false pretenses. You're wasting her time professionally. If she ever finds out the truth, which is what you want to do, she is going to tell you to fuck the fuck off.
There's no wasting of time, because she's getting paid.
And it's an unequal relationship. You don't pay somebody for their services to help you figure out something yourself and then be like, actually, it is all of you.
She is.
Because she doesn't
know. Figure it out.
No. So my whole thought in this is that he shouldn't have even done it this way. He could have just said, dude, your sister is really cute. Can you introduce us? There is no need to be so deceptive. Second of all, if you're being deceptive, don't fucking fess up. It's horrible. She's going to be like, you're a psychopath and a sociopath. You have wasted all this energy that I have put into trying to help you sincerely, and you have turned around to be a liar.
Sometimes it's too much truth, and that's what we were going to talk about. And I feel like in a situation like this, the less the better for everybody.
So I have to agree with you. He's already lied to her and put her in this position of being very vulnerable. And if somebody has deceived you and come to you under false pretenses professionally because they want to get into your pants, it is not flattering. It is not cute. It is deeply offensive.
How do you know that that's all he wants to do? Did he say that, oh my God, she's so sexy, I just want to sleep with her, I want to bang her, and this is why I'm doing this? No, I think that Varun is actually, like, genuinely likes this girl a lot.
How do you genuinely like somebody by looking at their face and then going to them for their help? It's not like they're having an honest, equal conversation. They're not meeting over a coffee and exchanging stories. He's unburdening to her. She is putting her mind to it and trying to help him. This is not an equal date type of relationship.
Well, maybe. And Varun, I would like to know exactly how this plays out. But you have my vote.
So the question to us was really, should he tell her the truth or not? So I think both of us are agreed on this, that no, do not tell her. I saw your pretty face and then faked this to come to you. No, don't do that. That only works in like episodes of MASH. This is real life. It is not cute that you did that. It is offensive.
You know, it's only when you reveal like TV shows like that, people can decipher how old you are. People are like, MASH? Wo kya cheez hai? MASH?
Classic hai, classic. Dekho. So, yeah, thanks. Now I'm feeling really like self-conscious.
No, I was making a joke. It is a classic. Guys, watch MASH.
Yeah, and then you'll know how old we are.
You.
Well, thanks.
I still watch Friends.
That's also been over for a long time.
I mean, what I meant to say, I grew up watching Friends.
Anyhow, so Varun, finish your sessions. Or actually, maybe not. Maybe just call it off and be like, dude, I like you. Can we go out for coffee and just stop like this?
Varun, I would actually respect that way more if you actually did that. If you were like really smart and smooth, I don't know if you really are, but...
But you can try.
So when you go for your third session, you should just tell her that, you know, I have a confession to make. I don't think I can come to these sessions anymore. And she's going to ask why and say that I think you're really cool and I really like you. And I don't want to have this professional relationship with you. And I was wondering if I can bow out of these sessions. It's already paid for, but I'd like to take you out for coffee. Would that be something that you'd be open to? And Varun, if you did that, I would be so proud of you. And so would Rogue, because it just sounds like such a good thing to do. And that way, you don't have to feel guilty about what you've been doing.
So I think we've probably answered his question. What do you think?
I think so. Varun, do what you gotta do. I really want to know what happens. So you gotta write in and let us know exactly how it plays out. And you have my blessings.
You don't have mine, but... you know, deal with it.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
All right, this is the confessional. I asked Prem if he's ever done something deceiving to score a date. And his answer was, all the time.
Sometimes.
I want to know. And then... little brother, I'm going to judge you.
Judgment day is here.
No. Come on, just tell us. I'm sure it's entertaining.
No, of course I have. So you go up to someone that you find attractive and you start talking and then, you know, just to blend in with what she is saying, you cook up shit. Like, it could be something that you don't enjoy. It could be like an episode of MASH, for example. Hypothetically.
Oh, I love MASH. Yeah, I grew up watching it, that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, exactly, just like that. So you suddenly have something in common, and that always is a great way to break the ice further. So, of course I have.
You have. Okay, I think I'm just singularly... So, you know, this is me, though. I am honest to a fault. I can't tell when people are lying, because I... almost never lie. And if I lie, like my friends have told me, I basically look like I'm lying.
So then you shouldn't lie. It's not cut out for some
on my
people.
Face. I don't. I never do. So I've known this since I was like 3 years old. That I can't get away with telling lies because it just shows on my face. Everybody knows, oh, she's lying. Ha ha. So I just assume nobody else is lying, which is stupid. I should actually assume everybody else is lying because I can't tell at all. So I don't think I've ever done that. I might have done a little ha-me-ha, milawing a little bit, but I also found that backfires. So for example, somebody says, you know, I really loved books of Ron L. Hubbard, and I'll be like, uh-huh. And then I don't have anything else to say about that, so I can't carry that lie any further. So then I'll go, I've never read anything by him. So I can't fake it. So I've never, ever been able to spot it or do it. I think why Varun's question really rankled, because I just feel like it would upset me so much to know that a guy I'd gone out with or started going out with had started
I think it's
the relationship
very romantic.
Or whatever it was.
So that's just you. Everybody is made differently.
All right. So boys and girls, I wonder if there's a gender divide.
So yeah, we want to ask you, all you listeners out there, what do you think? Do you think it's a deal breaker? Do you think you should be honest from the get-go?
And how honest?
Or is a little lie okay? So please write in and let us know.
Okay, on that note, we will call it a day. Prem and Rogue are going to bid you adieu.
Till next time.
And send us your questions. lsdcast@sonolog.com. That's lsdcast at sonologue.com. And don't forget to check out our new podcast that's going to start called Tall Tales Takeaway. Neither of us is on it. You might hear us in the intro segment music thing, but that's it. But it's a cool podcast. You should check it out. It's all real stories told by real people.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're out of here.
All right.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ru.
A Sonolog production.